The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
A Garda investigation is underway and a man has been detained and questioned overnight after that fatal stabbing incident occurred at a funeral in Tralee in County Kerry yesterday afternoon. A woman is in hospital with a serious injury but is believed to be stable. To get the very latest on this, I'm joined by Anne Lucy, Kerry journalist who writes for the Irish Times. Anne, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you can bring us back to exactly the sequence of events insofar as we know. Just to clarify, there have been no charges brought yet?
No, but a man in his 30s has been arrested. And my understanding is that he presented with injuries at Cork University Hospital yesterday. And he's been arrested and he's now in Tralee Garda station where he is being questioned.
All right. So going back to the events surrounding the funeral, what happened?
Well, at around 11 o'clock yesterday, I actually came upon the funeral cortege of a woman named Bridget O'Brien with an address in Killarney and connections in Tralee as well. And her funeral mass had been at St. John's Church, which is in the centre of Tralee town. And the cortege, including four white horses with plumes and a glass carriage, was being walked out towards Rath Cemetery, which is Tralee's main cemetery. Pat, you will know it if you're... It's just on the main Killarney Tralee Road as you go into the town. And sometime after 11:30, word came through, I was in the court, word came through that there was a major incident and Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene. And apparently there had been a violent disorder or fracas and a man who was from Killarney, a Dooley man, Thomas Dooley, he's age 44, father of seven, was fatally, attacked, is the word.
Yeah. I mean, the paramedics who were called to the scene, and I believe Gardaí were called to the scene very quickly, the paramedics worked on Mr. Dooley, but failed to save his life.
No, I have been speaking to people and who have are familiar, and apparently he suffered horrific injuries, Pat, and there are weapons involved in this, I was told, of the nature of machetes and a sickle and slash hooks and things. Now, Pat, this is not the first time that Rath Cemetery has been at the centre of an outbreak of violent disorder. And I covered cases, including in 2017. I mean, there was a horrific outbreak of violence, or would have been, that was prevented really by Gardaí. It could have resulted in fatalities too. And there was huge numbers of slash hooks and weapons stored behind tombstones and in graves. But I think the Gardaí prevented things escalating on that occasion. And then about 30 people were involved and the people appeared before the court as well. Now, we're talking about, it's the settled traveller community and there is a feud going on and has been going on, Pat, with over 20 years. And, you know, traveller leaders have been trying to sort of calm things and it has calmed now and again, but it seems to break out every so often. And really, funerals seem to be to the fore in this, you know, and Rath Cemetery has been, as I said, this is the second occasion now in under a decade that there has been a major incident in Rath Cemetery.
Now, when you observed the cortege making its way towards the cemetery when you were en route to the courtroom, how many people were behind the hearse?
Mm-hmm. There was a good number of people walking and they seemed very upset and there was some wreaths on and then there were a number of cars as well. But, you know, there seemed to be a large number walking. There was a number of people viewing. Now, I can't say for definite how many cars followed up because, you know, there was traffic lights in the system, Pat, at Castle Street and it's in the middle of the town. But the traffic was stopped for a bit to let the hearse pass, which is the custom. Now, apparently the burial did get underway and had been almost finished, I think, when the violence broke out, but local people say it spilled across the road, as it did on the previous occasion, Pat, and it went on to the petrol station and As I came in now this morning, there's a huge area. The whole graveyard is closed now for the day. The graveyard Ra's cemetery is peculiar, I suppose, if you're not familiar with it, in that it is also a walking area. People actually find it peaceful and they walk. It's a very old cemetery and they walk their dogs to it. But it's all closed for the day now. And it's there's a huge, the whole centre of it really has been sealed off. And I saw guard the cars there this morning, as I did last night. And I saw guard the, combing the area, really, is how you describe it, I suppose. But I mean, I heard local councillors on Radio Kerry this morning in Killarney, because this affects Killarney as well. It's, you know, there has been huge problems in Killarney, Pat, particularly at the Christmas period, with outbreaks of violence in the Ballyspillane and Hazelwood Drive area, where this unfortunate man who was killed is from. And, you know, it's an issue, Pat, in Kerry at the moment.
We don't know yet, and perhaps it would be unwise to speculate, why it erupted and whether or not it was planned, whether the weapons were actually placed around the cemetery behind tombstones, as had been the case in the last time you reported. So whether it was spontaneous, although you don't arrive at a funeral with slash hooks and sickles.
And machetes.
Machetes. No.
No. And it seems to be, what I'm told is the man arrested, we don't know if he's going to be charged or released or what's going to, or if he's the only one to be arrested, but he's a Killarney man, I've been told.
Yeah. And Mr. Dooley's wife attempted to intervene and with her intervention was hurt herself.
Yeah, she was, and she was brought. I mean, this is a horrific, really, Pat, when you think about it. You know, University Hospital Kerry has gone through a number of name changes, as you know. The main hospital, anyway, in Tralee, is right opposite the graveyard. And her husband's body was brought there, and she was brought there, was suffering from injuries, which I believe are not life-threatening, we've been told. They're serious injuries and they're not life-threatening. Now, my understanding is her first name is Siobhan, and I think Siobhan's family are from County Meath and up the country, and I think they have arrived now. I mean, it's terrible. There are 7 children. And so there was appeals, as I say now, from local councillors in Killarney and elsewhere for calm, because the fear now is that this thing will escalate, you know.
And the question arises as to the level of cooperation there will be when you've got a feud within the settled community or the non-settled traveller community. Often they try to sort everything out themselves, and whether or not there must be many, many witnesses to what happened yesterday.
Yeah, but will they, as they're saying, you know, will they swear up as the judge? We're not preempting anything, but I mean, there are appeals now by the Gardaí and by community leaders to come out and cooperate with the Gardaí investigation into this. And as he's a town councillor who actually knows the Dooley family very well, Councillor Donald Grady said this morning, you know, justice has to be done. There has to be justice in this, and he's appealed to people to come forward, and he's also appealed to people for, you know, to for calm. Pat. And but that's where it is. I mean, it's almost beyond shocking, but it is the second, if not the third, incident in this cemetery in Tralee.
Well, it leaves, 7 children Mr. Dooley had. It leaves them without a father and with a mother gravely ill, hopefully stable, in the university hospital.
Well, we're told her injuries, and thankfully, are not life-threatening. But I suppose, Pat, with the level of violence that I've been told about that broke out, and that it's built across the street and it's built in nearby, that we could probably have been looking at more, you know, very serious injuries, if not fatalities. This is the Gardaí were, though, to be, you know, and mustn't not have been easy. And Gardaí were very quickly on the scene.
And thank you very much for that report. That's Anne Lucy, who is a Kerry journalist and regularly reports for the Irish Times and indeed helps us out from time to time. Anne, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.